The Christian music you love.
Every single one.
Todd and Steve.
The kind of dudes that live for danger.
The Life 100.3 Get Up and Go Show.
November 1st and 2nd at Cedarview Community Church in Newmarket, The Secrets for Lifelong Romance, a two-day couples conference to help you grow together. Let's get a taste of some of those secrets with the host from Focus on the Family, Dr. Greg Smalley. Good morning.
Hey, so good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Greg, when people come to you and talk about their marriage and their relationship, what's the biggest thing that keeps coming up over and over again?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges that I hear, it sort of goes like this. You know, we love each other, we're committed to each other, but man, we just feel like married roommates. We're just so busy. We feel at times we're two ships passing, you know, in the night. So I think couples nowadays just really, really deal with busyness. They're, you know, a lot, both are working, they've got children, they've got all these responsibilities, trying to figure out how do we get enough time then to really keep our marriage strong. It's a big, big challenge for a lot of couples. I know that my wife and I, we go through the same thing. You know, just trying to figure out how do we get enough time to stay connected. And that's not easy in this day and age.
We all want the feelings and the romance to last throughout, you know, till death do us part. But is that unrealistic thinking?
You're going to go through times where you're going to feel really, really connected. You're going to feel those strong feelings of, oh, I love being in love with my spouse. And there's going to be plenty of times that the mundane part of doing life together, you'll feel that. And so I don't think that we could exist in a marriage if we just felt these strong, intense, passionate feelings 24/7. It would be exhausting. It's just not realistic. We're going to have moments that we feel that, and then we're going to have moments, times, seasons to where we don't feel like that. But the key is, it's recognizing that marriage doesn't have a cruise control. There's no autopilot setting. I can't just, you know, push a button on our marriage, send it down the road, and then get involved in all these other things. That it takes time. And so trying to figure out what does that look like in each of these different seasons. You know, when we have young kids, you know, that's a different type of challenge than if, you know, we're both working or whatever those challenging seasons are. It's just trying to figure out, okay, what during this season will it look like for us to invest in our marriage? And for some, it, you know, hey, we get to go out on date nights. For others, it's, you know, just looking for some moments throughout the day to connect is the big win for them.
Greg, events like this are so helpful to build relationships. So what prevents couples from making that commitment and coming to something like this?
I think at times, again, we're so busy that we're not thinking about it. It could be that we've somehow bought into this idea that if we come to a marriage event, that means that there's something wrong. And I don't want people to think that there's something wrong because we take our cars in. You know, we take our car in for a regular checkup, get the oil changed, and yet we don't think about the most important relationship that we have on earth is something that we need to regularly inspect and to ask. I think one of the most powerful questions, if you're brave, that we can ask each other is, you know, 0 to 10, how are we doing? 10's the best. Where would you rate our relationship right now? And that can be scary. And because I tell you, there's times where my wife will go, man, it feels like a 9. We were doing so good. And then there's times where she would tell me, it feels like a 3 or a 4. And yet, just being willing to take a look at where are we and what do we need to do. What Aaron and I love to do at marriage events is, one, we'll have you laughing out of control. So we love to laugh with couples. We think that's important to do. But we're going to give you small, little, really simple, very practical tips that you can put right into your relationship instantly, right there, when we're together, to help strengthen your marriage. So I know for a lot of guys, the fears is that come to something like this, you're going to tell me all about what I'm doing to screw up and then give me some sort of complicated formula that I can't do anyway. Well, I'm telling you, what we're going to do is just give you some really simple things to be successful in your marriage. I guarantee you'll walk away with one or two things that you can do today to keep your marriage strong.
The Secrets for Lifelong Romance, November 1st and 2nd at Cedarview Community Church in New Market. It will be hosted by Dr. Greg and his wife Erin Smalley from Focus on the Family. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Greg.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Can we pray for you? Seriously, we believe God answers prayer, and we created a permanent place where you can post your prayer requests or your praise reports. The prayer wall at lifeonline.fm. Post your requests with your name or anonymously, and click to let others know you prayed for them. Check out the prayer wall now at lifeonline.fm.